Part 2. The Evolution of Leaking. Insiders know where the bodies are. Julian Assange. Chapter 2. The Cryptographers. Tim May stewed in his apartment complex's outdoor jacuzzi in Sunnyvale, California. He had recently split with his girlfriend, but the burly 6'1" bearded physicist wasn't the type to dwell on female troubles. His gray matter was plagued with a more vexing problem: the mystery of the failing semiconductors. In 1974, May had joined a small computer chip company called Intel. The little-known firm was gambling on using metal oxide semiconductors, or MOS, in its memory chips, instead of the bipolar transistors used in traditional chips from IBM or Fairchild Semiconductor. That new approach was designed to squeeze more tiny gates containing ones or zeros of information onto a single chip, and it had recently won the microprocessor Maverick an 8-figure contract from the AT&T division Western Electric to provide the memory chips in its Denver data center PBXs, the boxes that still serve as network hubs for phone systems inside of large companies. The deal was an enormous windfall for a 3,000-person firm competing with much larger chip giants. But it had hit a potentially fatal snag. Western Electric's PBXs were crashing frequently and unpredictably. Because the problem had arisen only after it switched to new chips, the AT&T execs put the blame squarely on Intel. And when Intel engineers were dragged in to check on the PBX malfunctions and monitor the PBX's memory for errors, they confessed. As often as every hour, a single bit would flip on their chips. One unit of data switching from a 1 to a 0 or vice versa, seemingly of its own accord, leading to maddeningly random software glitches. Intel's engineers tried every test they could think of to find the source of that bit flip, but they couldn't even reproduce the problem, much less solve it. They even hypothesized that the magnet from a janitor's floor buffer's motor might be causing the errors as it swept.